this week has been a good week. You know, like all the other sports, you know, we had the ski trips and you had parent-teacher conferences and then spring break. So it was kind of a rough week last week. But we had a full force this week, had a 3 or 4 good days of practice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're starting challenge matches. So we got to meet with our varsity in less than a week. So we need to really get cracking on that. And I'm proud of the girls for working hard and getting things done and getting a lot of matches played. And it's we're about halfway through, I would say, close to challenge play. We'll finish those up on Tuesday and then really focus on putting together doubles teams and putting together our lineup and trying to see what we're going to do for opening matches. But I mean, opening matches, honestly, is pretty easy. It's a doubles match in North Platte next Friday. So that'll be pretty easy to put some teams together for that. But then when we start putting the lineup together for Lexington the following Tuesday, that'll be the fun one because Lex will bring a good team in and they'll be wanting to get our number, I'm sure, with Coach Salisbury. So that'll be a lot of fun to get things pieced together this next week.
How the numbers looking, freshmen to the senior class, pretty good?
Yeah, we've got a good number of girls out. We got 31 girls. We've got 5 seniors, led by, of course, Liz McConville, Abby Schneider. Both of those girls, you know, went to state last year. You know, Elizabeth got, I think, 6th at state at 1 singles, and she'll probably return to play her spot because she has not lost a match this week. And then Elizabeth is also returning, and she played 2 doubles last year while graduating. You know, Rowan or Auslan and Izzy, probably, if you know, Elizabeth hasn't lost either, so I'm thinking she's going to hold her spot on varsity. She'll move up to 1 doubles for sure. And then, you know, juniors, we got 7 juniors, once again led by a couple really good standout juniors, and Cassie Rogers and Abby Thompson. Both of those girls went with us to state last year. Abby was just an alternate, but Cassie teamed up with Elizabeth and played 2 doubles, and I think they finished 7th at state. And once again, Cassie's just got 1 loss so far in her challenge matches, so I feel pretty confident she'll make that top 6 group. We have 3 sophomores, a pretty good group of sophomores, and Annalie Almanza, who's sister played for us a while back, and she's a pretty good little player. She's improved a lot. And Kinsey Maynard, another girl who's also showing a lot of improvement. Hannah Ralston is also, once again, showing a lot of improvement. And then we got a pretty athletic and pretty competitive freshman group. We got 16 freshmen. You know, we've got some girls who are doing some really good things. I'm just really impressed with how well they've caught on. A lot of these girls, it's kind of interesting because we had summer camp last summer. That's the first time I've ever worked with a lot of them. And so what they learned those 2 weeks of summer camp last year and then the first 2 weeks this week of the season, they've caught on a lot and they've improved a ton. Probably led right now with our most talented one, it'd be Kennedy Porter. Kennedy has been playing tennis for, you know, summers, probably 3 or 4 summers. Of course, older brother Caden played for us and was a medal winner at state, you know, in his senior year. Good kid, great family. Really excited to have Kennedy on the team, and she's just got that natural ability. I mean, coaching, you know, a lot of kids, boys and girls, I think Kennedy has the most smoothest overhead I've ever seen of a player. I mean, she can hit an overhead like it's her job, and it's impressive to watch, and it's just smooth. And but she's a solid player for us. You know, we've got another girl who's done really well in Emma McConville. She's undefeated in her challenge matches so far the last 2 days and looking really solid. Pavement Terry's a very competitive young player. She's only played for 2 weeks. I mean, she's going to be – I'm excited to watch her compete. Carly Roop, a softball player that's trying tennis and caught on, and she loves it, and she's doing well. I think she's only lost 1 or 2 matches, so she's looking really solid. Adelaide Miller, you know, we've had the Miller boys playing tennis, and so Adelaide's the next in line, and she's done a nice job. Cassie McCorkle is a girl I did not know anything about, and she just showed up at the tennis meeting, and I was like, all right, and she's solid. I mean, she's going to be good. The only problem I have with all these girls is they just don't have any experience in match play. The skill set's there. Just going to take some time to get them all together.
Yep, but you like that group, this group as a whole, for freshmen to the senior class, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Great kids, you know, great families. The girls have battled hard. You know, we've had some pretty cold days and not one complaint about the weather. They just sucked it up and they've played, and I, you know, appreciate that, and they stayed positive. But the thing I like about this as a whole, this is a competitive team, a lot of kids who really want to compete and want to step up and play some tennis, and so, yeah, it's been a great start for 2 weeks, and we're excited to see how things fly the next couple days and then start piecing things together on Wednesday. That's what's going to be fun, is getting the team put together.
You know, I was in Lincoln recently and went up and down O Street there in Lincoln. I went right past Woods Park a couple of times. That's where Coach Weimers and those girls, that's the ultimate goal, is do well at that the complex over there.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, in the, boys and girls teams, I think we've done well. You always get concerned about it because it's different. You know, you have, you know, 18 courts and you have all the Lincoln kids there, and it's different. You know, it's state, and it's kids, you know, they buck up and play, and they don't go intimidated, and they do a good job of competing, and that's what we want. So, but we have a solid schedule on the season long. I looked at that from the top 10 teams last year to this year. We're playing 7 of the top 10 teams this season. So we're going to be battle tested. You know, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have some great teams. Of course, we'll see Kearney High, a solid a team in Class A that's top 10 team year in and year out. So, yeah, we're going to see some great teams, and we're excited for the schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, looking forward to just getting out on the courts and seeing where this team's going to be.
Seems like every year, Coach, you are beefing up that schedule all the time to make your girls better, aren't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, yeah, you know, and very gracious for the school to let us to go on those trips. I think it was 2 years ago we added the Lincoln Christian invite. That's a great opportunity to see Omaha Duchesne, Lincoln Christian, Lincoln Pius. It's a solid tournament. You know, there's some good East teams down there, and it's great to go down, and it's at Woods, so it's a great, great opportunity for and to pull into Lincoln and do it through the same rigmarole. You go to the same motel, you do the same thing. It's just 1 day instead of 2 days. But that's a great opportunity to play there. Let's see, what else do we have? We have the East-West Shootout. It's going to be a great, great matchup. It's in Kearney. We have York coming in. We have Gretna East. We have Lincoln High. Those are four teams we'll play. It's going to be some great competition there. Of course, you know, then you see our local people, you know, Hershey, North Platte snagged a girl from Ogallala, one of their top players, so they're going to have four very solid players. So North Platte will be a much improved team. Of course, Kearney Catholic, I think, returns five players from last year's team. Lexington's, you know, Salisbury's, you know, it's just, you know, they're going to be good. That's just the way they are. You know, Lex will be solid. Let's see, who else are we going to have on there? I think Ogallala will be down a little bit when they lost one of their top players. We go to the Kearney Catholic Invite. That's a solid invitational. That's, you know, 12 teams, and that's some great competition there. So, yeah, I'm excited for our season. Like I said, I appreciate the school letting us make that trip to Lincoln. That's huge for our girls to see those teams from the east side of the state. And then getting this East-West Shootout brings us an opportunity to play four more teams from the east. So that's where it's at. You know, you got to beat those teams from the east. That's what tests you the most. But not dogging the teams from the west, but those teams east, they're playing year-round. They got the indoor facilities. They're probably hitting with a pro. So you're going against the big dogs and you're playing against those teams.
Yep, no question. It's good to have both JV and varsity invites. You can get all your girls' court time.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to get more JV invites. Unfortunately, we can only play our top 8 girls. So some of these girls with a large team are only going to get to play, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times this season because, you know, we'll have North Platte and Hershey. We'll have Lexington. We'll take everybody to Kearney when we play our quad in Kearney. It's going to be tough to get everybody in court time, but, you know, we talked about that at the parent meeting when we started out. It's like, you know, with a team this large, we got to just go by numbers. Hopefully other teams have numbers and we can match up with other teams and we duel them. So it's looking good so far. Most of the coaches I've talked to have higher numbers, you know, like big ones, Holdridge. They started out with like 11, 12 girls. Now they got 29 girls this year. So it's awesome to see them rebounding. You know, North Platte traditionally always has a big team, and they have about 45 girls, you know. There's going to be opportunities for everybody to play. Just those freshmen just got to be patient. You know, it's just going to take some time for them to get some extra time on the courts. It'll be there, but it's just going to be sparing.
Who's helping you out this year as far as coaching?
Yeah, Coach Allie Bean. She was a former player, played 2 singles for us back in the day, and fun to reminisce with her a little bit. She's back teaching high school science, and excited to have her back. And I always dog Coach Sestock on this. First day of practice with him last year, I said, okay, Coach Sestock, you got to go hit some volleys with the guys. And he goes, what's a volley? Coach Bean goes, yep, got it, I'm on it. So she's been really awesome. You know, she's a busy young lady, and I appreciate her being part of our program this year. She's going to do some good things for us, and it's been a change that I think the team has accepted well. And, you know, she's done a good job of coming in and showing the girls, hey, I know how to play tennis. You know, she did some coaching in Florida. So I think that she's got some experience and she's excited.
That's terrific. Yeah. Because you can't do it all by yourself. That's for sure.
No. And then, you know, I've been very fortunate. We, quite a few years ago, we started incorporating some boys and girl mixes. And so like the girl season, we'll have like 4 boys. We have Trev Weimers. We have Caleb Sugaroo. We have, Zane Montez and Colton Pearson are helping me feed balls.
Well, good.
Yes, just wait, please.
And so we have those four boys helping out. Coach Graff will be coming back probably. Coach Graff will be coming back here in a couple of weeks to, you know, do some volunteer service. So we're going to have a good slew of people helping out. And, you know, and we do the same for the boys' season. When the boys' season rolls around, we have girls come in and help feed balls too. So it's been a blessing to do that. The boys have been, you know, super great with helping feed balls. It gives me an opportunity to just go and evaluate the courts and walk around and help people when they need help with their swings or their serves or whatever else we're working on. So. Yeah, it's been a good start to the year, and we're excited to see how things go.
And we'll see, like we've been talking with all the other outdoor coaches, we'll see what Mother Nature has in store for you in the next 2 months.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to make a little bit of worries about that. But this next week looks really nice. You know, it'll be a little cold on Monday, but we'll finish up matches on Monday and Tuesday. And then, boy, I tell you what, Friday going up to North Platte, I think the high's supposed to be like almost 89 degrees.
I know,
so it's going to be a really nice day to start out the season. And girls will be excited to get on the courts for sure next Friday.
Coach Weimer's got his tan going already. Looking right. Pretty good. Don't yeah, you?
I'll tell you what, that sun's hot. And,
yeah.
Wearing a hat every day and still just gets you. So, but yeah, it's interesting.
You bet. Going to be a great season. Always good to talk to you. And once again, we'll be following the Bison girls once again from start to finish. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yep. And we appreciate you covering all the sports, and you do an awesome job with
covering everybody.
Great job with the interviews with the two nieces. That was a lot of fun to listen to that. And so it's neat that you do those special little things with the kids who are in college and following up on them. I appreciate that a lot.
Rowan at University of St. Mary's, having a good time in her sophomore year. Don't want to forget about your boy. You still got some boys that are competing at Co-College.
Yep, Co-College, yep. Isaac Kins and Nathaniel Miller.
Yeah.
Both of them are having a great season there. They're doing well. And, in fact, this next summer, Howie gets married. So it'll be fun to go to see his wedding here, I think, in June. But, yeah, proud of those two guys. They've had a really good career at Co-College, and I think they've been playing a little bit of doubles together this year, so it's even more fun for them.
I haven't had a chance to hook up with them yet, but I will here in the near future, so that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Got to mention, congrats out to Coach Weimers. He made a really quick trip to Lincoln and back yesterday and got a nice award from the NSAA, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, that was not one I had expected. Didn't even know much about this award, but yeah, made a quick trip down to back is right. Got to see some great people. You know, Nick Bros, of course, was there and was honored for boys basketball, and a couple of the coaches I've just known from coaching for a few years. You know, just get to see some of those folks, and of course, you get to see Nate Newhouse and hung out with him for a little bit, and you know. Of course, Jennifer Schwartz, the head lady at the NSA, it was good to see her. So, yeah, great to see some people. The NSA is a great organization. They do a lot of good things for not high school sports, but for coaches as well. It's just they do a crack at it. Just a great job. Just a great job all the way through. So great people, very welcoming environment, and a lot of fun to go down and be part of that.
Of course, they're in a close relationship, a good relationship with the Coaches Association. I know
Absolutely.
You've been a part of this forever.
Yep. They do hand-in-hand a partnership with the Coach Association. I didn't get to see Darren Boyce, and I thought I'd maybe see him at the games last night, but didn't get a chance to catch up with him. But anyway, nonetheless, it was great to see the kids, the people I did, and great people down there.